WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
In a world of imagination, in a two place. Men do a morning show together.
In a world,
they have no idea what they're doing half the time.
Ain't that the half the time? I'd say maybe like a quarter of the time.
But for some reason, people still listen.
That's all right.
This summer.
There's nothing else. So we're you know, when the options are slim, you just take the least worst one. Is that right? I think that works.
Action, sex robots.
Yes. Yes.
Crunchy peanut butter.
Oh, God. Sex robots and crunchy peanut butter. That's not a good combination. Anyway, folks, let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Special Light in Decatur and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Special Light in our backyard, right here in Southwest Michigan.
Your topic of the day, brought to you by Special Light.
Are you on this kick now? Are you on the voice kick?
I don't know.
Anyway, your topic for today, what's an adult problem you were not prepared for? All of it. Every single bit of it.
Yeah,
no, for me, and again, I love being an adult, okay? People that, I wish I could go back and be a kid. No, being a kid's the worst. You know, your body's constantly changing. You're embarrassed all the time. You don't have any liberties or freedoms. It's terrible. Well, being an adult is the best. However, with all the good, does come, some of the struggles. And I will say, I think being an adult, the part I wasn't prepared for was all the stuff you have to do. And what I mean by that is there's birthday parties, and there's so-and-so's retirement party, and then you got to go over for a housewarming party, or there's just constantly things to do.
You know, I guess you don't like the parties, huh? There's more things like work and
But see, here's the thing, though. You got to have a job, all right? Until I win the lottery, I got to work. And I'm fortunate enough to have a job that I absolutely love. But that's there. No. It's all the stuff that you have to do. There's nothing more terrifying to me. Or just when my wife says, oh, hey, by the way, because that is, as soon as she says, hey, by the way, that is followed up with, this Saturday, we got to go to so-and-so's. Or, don't forget. Oh, don't forget. That is just a line I don't want to hear as an adult, because usually I did forget that we have to go do something that I did not plan on. And it's just, there's so much stuff to do constantly.
We won't invite you anymore.
Please don't. Look, I love you guys. Just don't invite me. I'm fine with it. I'm okay with not going.
Brock does not have a good time with us.
I can't tell you how many times, like, I'm just so grumpy pulling up to some place where it's like, we got to do something. And then, you know, you get out of the truck, you're like, hey, everybody, so good to see you.
You would think with all the quarantine going on, you would be the opposite.
It's been great. It's been great. I haven't had to see any of you guys.
God, you just are a dirtbag. You're a piece of...
Like, and we don't even have kids. I can't imagine what my parents went through.
You have the easiest life. Oh, you have a morning show that you get up and just get to talk trash on every morning. Life is just given to you, Brock, and you're still bitching.
You people just want to take up my free time, and it just drives me nuts. Hunter messaged me, hey, we're going out. I'm like, no, I don't want to.
All right. Keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen.
Like, once a month. Once a month is fine. But you know what? Don't do it on my Sunday when I just want to sit and relax after mowing the yard.
So important.
You know what? I'm having me time, all right? And you guys are always just, you got to fill it up with all sorts of crap that I got to do. Got to put on nice clothes. Come on. Oh, it's exhausting. It's exhausting.
Love of God. Just enjoy your time with other people, would you?
I'd be fine never seeing you again for the rest of my life.
Here's the thing. I could probably come back to the studio and do it, but Brock's like, no, don't answer them. Keep it down.
He's going to come in here. He's going to invite me to do something later. I just don't want to do it.
Over here effing struggling in the basement. Because you're over there just you're probably kicked back.
Here's the thing.
Probably don't have any clothes on.
I've made enough friends. I don't need to make any new ones. And I've seen you guys enough. I've seen my friends enough. We had a good run. Let's just call it quits.
Here's what you do, guys. You listeners out there, when you see Brock, he's really just go up and hug him, touch him, get really close to him. He hates that.
Invite me to your daughter's quinceañera. You know, whatever.
I just when you see him, give him a nice shoulder rub. Hey, man, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Nice big bear hug. Dude, you'll just see it on his face like, Well. He's like, have you guys seen the show The Monk? He's kind of like The Monk.
I'm exhausted. I just don't want to do anything. All right. Well, here, let's take a quick break. We'll get to yours, and we got some great answers on Facebook. What's an adult problem you were not prepared for? Comment on Facebook or give us a call, 925-WIRX.
Mine's terrifying.
Yeah?
It's terrifying.
All right. We'll get to yours in just a few. Stick around.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 749, Brock Hunter.
Yo, lyrics.
It is time for your topic of the day, of course, as always, sponsored by Special Light in Decatur and Benton Harbor. Bringing it to you, Special Light. Your topic for today, what's an adult problem you were not prepared for? Hunter, you're still not an adult, but what are you worried about?
Nah, never will. Never will be, man. That's for the birds, bro.
For the birds, man.
I didn't even want to talk about it because I don't like thinking about it. It's effing terrifying. And every time I think about it, I'm like, dude, what is going on?
Yeah.
It's mine simple. It's time. Time. Dude, it just flies.
Mm-hmm.
It's going by so much faster than it was when I was younger.
Yeah.
And, you know, it scares me because I don't want it to fly by as fast as it's going. Dude, months now are going by like days, it seems like.
God, you're going to be dead so soon. It's great.
Shut up. You know, you say that, and it might happen. And we're going to look back at this, and you're gonna be sad.
I'm going to play it at your funeral.
I hope you remember this.
Play it at your funeral. You killed him. No, I'm right there with you, man.
Brock.
I've noticed.
This is a serious thing.
I think I kind of hit like that third life crisis. You know, like that's if I live to 90. But, you know, I'm 30.
You're only 33. You've hit four already.
What? No. Like one third of a life crisis. Because they always do the midlife crisis. Like when you turn like 45, whatever. So if I've been kind of feeling like, man, like I'm farther away from, you know, like school, high school seems so far away. You know what I mean? It seemed like it happened forever ago. I'm trying to think what I was watching where I'm like, man. I was feeling a little down on myself. Like I'm getting old, and I'm still only 34, so it's not that.
It's crazy. It's craziness, man. Yeah. It's time every single day. And I think about things like, you know, the things you love the most, which is what your parents, or we'll say your wife, or you know, and just like anytime I think about it, I'm like, all right, I'm in the moment right now. Really appreciate it. Who wants a hug? It scares me, man.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. And apparently, talking to my dad about it, he's like, dude, it doesn't slow down.
No.
He's like, you're 33. It's like, you should be happy. You should be jumping around doing jumping jacks. He's like, you turned 70. And it's like, oh, my God, what happened?
Yep.
So,
well, thanks for, just, thanks yeah, for just, bringing just, everyone down, Hunter. Appreciate it.
I hope you guys are terrified.
we're all just barreling towards death.
Welcome to my life.
Anyway, let's see what else we got on here. Try and bring everyone up. What's an adult problem you were not prepared for? Brittany said, after having kids, you're responsible for feeding them three times a day plus 20 snacks per day for how long? Yeah, kids bring a whole new thing into it. God, they always are hungry. Always, right. Constantly.
Yeah, and these are the people bitching about it, but they have like nine of them. Oh, the kids are...
They're always hungry.
You have nine of them.
You got to feed these damn things.
What are you, a rabbit?
Just popping them out. Popping them out. Making an army. Making a basketball team.
Not saying you specifically. What was her name?
Brittany. No, you offended Brittany. Way to go. Brittany jumped on board with me. Can't wait for you to just kick the ball.
Dude.
You jerk.
Karma, dude. Be careful.
Let's see. Jonathan said adult problem he wasn't prepared for, getting my credit right. Gotta watch that credit, man. Gotta watch that credit score. I love Kayla's. Kayla said for the adult problem she was not prepared for, fruits and veggies expire a lot faster when you're the one paying for them. No, it's just everything in general. Any kind of food. When you're paying for first of all, I didn't realize how expensive groceries were. So, Mom, Dad, I'm sorry that I basically made you go broke for all the food that I needed when I was younger. But, yeah, when you're buying the groceries, that's you're like, I just bought this loaf of bread. How is it moldy already?
It's so true.
I swear to God, as soon as you take lettuce out of the grocery store, it starts to. You got a day. Well,
It's what it is, a day. Here's what it is too. I think it's you get too much of it. It's like, dude, I don't need 10 bananas. I don't need a full.
Your wife does. Your wife needs 10 bananas.
You son of a bitch, dude. I am good. I'm gonna rear naked choke, and I'm gonna sink it in. But, you know, like the other day, like I had a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
Tomato soup, dude. You have like a whole bowl of tomato. For what?
Yeah.
Why do you need a whole bowl of tomato? I mean, maybe people are using it for other things, I guess. But I have one grilled cheese sandwich and I eat it, a full bowl of tomato soup the other day. I'm just like, it's the stupidest thing. That's why it goes expired. That's what I'm getting to.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I was confused. Let's see. An adult problem you were not prepared for. Alex said having to make lunch for work every day. I like that. It is. I don't make lunch nearly as much as I should because it's such a pain. I wish if I could, I'd still have my mom make my lunch for me. I absolutely would.
I got my
would.
Lunch packed up. My boots tied tight.
Let's see. Tony said an adult problem he wasn't prepared for. A colonoscopy. Hey-o. Oh, yeah. Doc, your hands are freezing.
Have you got one of those?
No. No, you don't need to until you're 40. I think 40 or is it 50? 40. I think 40 is when you should get your first one.
I bet you can't wait. I can't wait.
I'm going to walk in all dressed up. Like, hey, Doc, I'm ready for our date.
On his 40th birthday.
She's going to kick that. I'm going to kick that doctor's office door open. Like, I'm here.
I'm 40, baby.
Woo! Let's do it.
Right.
No. Get the big tube. let's see. Amanda said back pain. Bryce said an adult problem he's not ready for. How much stuff I forgot. I forget on a weekly basis until last minute. I'm right there with you, brother. That goes back to my thing. It's just, and you know, it's partially my fault why I get grouchy when I got to go to things. It's because I forget. I'm like, oh man, I forgot about that.
Usually as you get older, if you're looking for your keys or your sunglasses, they're either on your head or in your hand.
I can't tell you.
Check those places first.
I can't tell you how many times my mom does that. She's looking for her glasses and they're on her head. And I'm like, Ma, up top. Let's see. We'll end with Joe's. What's an adult problem you were not prepared for? He said hating people, all people. It's getting worse the older I get.
Deep breath, Joe. Deep breath.
Hey, how old are you?
You know what, though? He's not wrong, especially with a lot of stuff going on right now. People are just kind of on edge.
I'm so close to just going up into the UP in the middle of the woods, and just that's where I'm going to be. Just right there. I'm away from everybody. No one can call me or message me.
Four Facebook posts away from doing that.
Just doing it. I'm going up there, man. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show when we come back.